I'm with John. John, I've been told you are the man to go to for anything in Tenerife. You know, if you need to know anything, John's your man. If you need suggestions on what to do, what to see, John's your man.
Well, that's very kind of you and very kind of somebody to say that. But I have got I did start my own little company, Tenerife Private Tours, about 5 years ago. And of course, I love showing this island off to people.
There's a gorgeous little village about half an hour from the hotel. If you win this holiday, the hotel that you'll be staying at, La Pinta. So only about 30, 40 minute drive. And what I really liked about it is it was off the beaten track. It was like a hidden gem of Tenerife, if you like.
Well, yes, not only Villa Flor, but if you go away from the tourist resorts, up into the mountains, just 20 minutes, half an hour, you'll find these hidden gems. Every kind of little village or town up in what they call Las Medianías, the middle lands, halfway up the mountains, are full of traditional Spanish architecture, little squares, churches, really rural life. I mean, you know, it's just half an hour away, and it's wonderful.
And would you have a number one place somewhere romantic? Where would be your number one location you would send a couple?
I would probably send a couple to Garachico or La Orotava. There are lots of others, so forgive me if I don't mention lots of others. But Garachico and La Orotava are two of my favourite towns because of they're blessed with history. They haven't been overdone. You've still got the old town centres. And they're unique because they've got little boutique hotels. A lot of the old traditional, let's say, aristocratic houses have been converted into boutique hotels. Very nice little hotels.
And finally, if you could sum up Tenerife, those listening back home, in just four words, four random words, what would they be?
The weather, blessed with the weather, beautiful islands in the middle of the Atlantic, and beaches and culture. And you've got to say it in 50 words rather than four. I'm sorry.